Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk, playing those highlights just to kind of maybe divert your attention and anxiety levels from COVID-19 and sitting at home all day, working from home, and those that certainly might have lost their job. Hopefully we're trying to bring a smile to your face. The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, joining us now. Zach, how are you?
Doing well, Christian. How are you, buddy?
Good. What's life like cooped up with a toddler and a newborn and your wife?
It's fascinating. we're getting along well. We live in a great neighborhood with a lot of space. And so we're doing fine. It's certainly interesting. It's been a big change for all of us.
Zach, before we get into the interview, I'm trying to make our listeners smile, and I think this one will bring a big hearty laugh to you. So here it is. There you go, man.
It's my favorite. You know, I'm also quite partial. I'm sure Mark's in the booth there. Mark's the one that started that. Mark's is also excellent.
Mark,
also excellent.
Before the interview, Mark, before we wrap it up, get yours up so Zach can hear it. I just wanted to play that for you just to kind of make you laugh, and because I think we all need a laugh these times.
Everybody. Oh, I love it. That one is so good.
Zach, yesterday, yeah, no, Sean Payton.
Listen, everyone needs a little levity, right? Everyone needs a little levity right now, for sure.
Yesterday we had Sean Payton on. I'm sure you caught the interview or parts of the interview. And one of the things he said about Taysom Hill is he's earned the right to be the backup to Drew Brees. You would agree with that?
Yeah, yes, I do. I think that Taysom has improved to that level, and I think he deserves the opportunity. And I also think it speaks a little bit to, you know, where they see Taysom's future, you know, with this team. And I think they do see him as a viable option in the future. And that makes sense to have him be in that spot. Now, the question that's going to come up with that is, does that take away from your ability to use him in the offense? And quite honestly, I think Sean Payton's going to tell you no. You know, I think that Taysom is going to play the role that he plays. Certainly that's a lot on his plate. But I also think that Taysom would tell you he's prepared for that and he's ready. He understands the offense. He's been around long enough now, that every week isn't a full learning experience. He's doing things that he knows and understands. And I do think he deserves the opportunity to be that guy.
Zach, the NFL just moments ago informed all 32 member clubs that they need to plan to hold the draft outside of their own facilities on its scheduled date on April 23rd through the 25th. Is that absurd to you, considering the circumstances?
Yeah, it sure is. For a lot of reasons, right? I mean, the first of which is even just getting a system of communication in place that allows you to have, you know, the type of discussion that you need in that situation is, you know, it's not easy, you know, and it's not going to just happen overnight. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on the clubs and quite honestly, you know, taking away, in my opinion, a lot of the appeal of the draft for people is to get to see all that and be a part of that experience. But, you know, as we all have come to know and understand, the NFL does what the NFL will do. And That's their decision, and I'm sure that teams will find ways to adjust and, you know, be ready to go on that day.
Also, what we learned from Sean Payton was, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but I want to get to something huge today. I think the biggest news, the best news I heard all day, and that is Drew Brees taking out, donating $5 million to help feed seniors, kids on the meal program at school, and families in need of meals and food for as long as it takes, he says. And as if he wasn't already cemented, Zach, as New Orleans' favorite son, I mean, my goodness, how good is this?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's an incredible amount of resources, and really, you know, not just the money side of it, but also, you know, pulling the resources of all those businesses that he's involved with to try and make a difference. You know, it's pretty incredible. And again, a lot of that will be, you know, kind of showered down on Drew. And yet, you know, Brittany's been right there with him, every bit as generous, doing things for other people, you know, as Drew has. And I know that they both feel like, you know, they've been given so much, and it's something that they have to do, and that they feel, you know, like they really need to be doing. And it's wonderful to have, you know, good people like that in position, in a position to have those types of resources and be willing to share them with the communities that they live in. And yeah, I mean, let's be honest, if you don't like Drew already for all of the myriad of things he's done and the millions of dollars he's invested back into New Orleans, then, you know, you're probably never going to. But, you know, they're special people. They're special to the city of New Orleans. I know the city of New Orleans is special to them. And, you know, it's just, listen, it's great to hear, you know, people in the position that are in a position to be able to do things like that, committing those types of resources to their community. So wonderful as always, and you know, certainly honored to know them and to be, you know, involved in them in the little way that I am.
You know, Deuce and I talked about this, and something that I'm excited about, Zach, you and I spoke, I think, off the – obviously, we did speak yesterday off the air. Fat Boys Pizza is doing something really neat. So, basically, I bought four pizzas. It cost about $100, and they're going to first responders, police, firemen, the nurses, the doctors, the respiratory therapists, the paramedics that are at the front lines of battling COVID-19. And they'll send them out to where the demand is. And I spent $100 buying four pizzas, and Fat Boys matched it. So that's eight pizzas we were able to provide. They sent it to me. It ended up going to Destrehan Pediatrics. So they track it for you, and they tell you who it's from and who bought the pizzas and sent them over there. It's something that I was moved to do, just because, by and large, my family's healthy. I have my health. My kids are healthy. Yeah. So I was thinking about it. I was like, how can I help? And that's ultimately where I decided to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, and people that are willing to reach out to those around them and ask. I know you called me, said you want to do it, and I'm absolutely going to do it. I'm looking forward to doing it. And I'm also kind of working on this right now, but I think it's going to go great. I think we're going to have a big announcement in a couple of days. We've been in contact. All the former offensive linemen in New Orleans have kind of been talking recently about what we can do, and we're going to make an announcement here pretty soon. We've pulled a good amount of resources to try and help out as well. And again, I think what's really important in all of this is that everyone finds the way that they can help. And, you know, for some people, that's a financial resource. For some people, that's doing the right thing and staying home and being honest with themselves and saying, I got a little cold here, I think, but I'm not going to risk it. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to stay at home. You know, there's a lot of different ways. And then there's the people who are making, you know, the real sacrifices at the front end of this, and our healthcare workers and first responders. And so everyone is going to kind of play a role in this. And, you know, I think that's ultimately the most important lesson here, is that everybody, every single person has to pitch in some way, whether that's just doing the right thing, or whether that's, you know, really, really, you know, devoting a resource, a time, a skill to try and combat this.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And, you know, it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be just, you know, hey, maybe you can cut the grass of a senior neighbor that might, you know, might not be able to leave the house at all, and go do something for them. Maybe go bring in their trash can at the end of the curb. Just something to help.
Yeah.
Anything kind of helps right now.
You know what's interesting, Christian, is it seems, and this is human nature, and this happens in a lot of different times and ways, and I'm sure a lot of people in New Orleans, remember a time after Katrina where, you know, everybody found ways to help each other out. You know, it seems like we've kind of gone through a bunch of patches here recently in times where people are, you know, either selfish or, we forget that we're all humans, and you forget that, you know, the things that are really important, you know, spending time with loved ones. And I think everybody is guilty of some of those things at times. And as much as you don't ever want something like this to happen, and there's going to be families that are forever affected by this, you know, there's good to find in every situation. And certainly right now, living through this, finding positives and good things is vitally important. You know, part of the human spirit is to not live in a state of negativity. And, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on around the world right now with people trying to help each other. And I think it's an important lesson and something for everybody to take away from this, that we can actually live like this when there isn't a disease or an illness going around, and be a lot better place if this is just how our normal lives went.
Zach, I'm not trying to get too personal here, but you own a small business, man. What is this? How has this been challenging for your business in general?
Well, I mean, it's shut the business down almost, right? You know, we have an outlet into selling to grocery stores still. We are able to still manufacture, and yet, the difficulties and the expenses in doing that have gone up dramatically. You know, we have a tasting room. We offer food at our place. All that stuff is gone. And so, you know, there's kind of two challenges that you face as a business owner. The first is, how do you find a way to take care of your employees and the people that, you know, ultimately are your business the best you can, because they are important to you, and they do make, you know, a big difference in the business. And yet also, how do you make sure that business is still around so you can employ everybody when this is all over and done with? And so it's the same problem that a lot of businesses are facing right now. And, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, some of the things that are happening, and yet, you know, as a business owner, you just do your best to try to take care of people as best you can.
Zach, I know you got a newborn, and your wife's in there trying to take care of both Ray and the newborn, and I'll let you run here, but I just want to know, because we talked about levity, what's the funniest thing your kids have done during this period here?
Ooh, we had my son is in the repeat phase right now.
Okay.
And so there's been a couple of pretty interesting repeat, comments that get said in the house. And, you know, we're dealing with a newborn and all of those kind of challenges. And so we've gotten a lot of that stuff that I probably shouldn't share on the air. It has been interesting and really quite rewarding to get to be home at this time with a newborn and to spend as much time as I'm getting to, you know, with him. So again, there's a silver lining in darkness a lot of times.
Yeah, I agree, man. Just so you know, man, the repeat phase, that sticks around for a little while.
We're learning.
Yeah. Hey, go back to your family, man. Thanks so much for the time and continued good health. Okay.
All right, thanks, Christian.
Right. Oh, it's getting worse.
See you, Zach.
I love it. Thank you. All right, bye. Right.
There he goes. Zach Strief, the voice of the Saints. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.